All right. Holy shit, Tomli.
Usually during a podcast, I don't find the time, but you found the right timing, my friend. Thanks a lot. Much appreciated. Thanks for the support. And welcome everyone else. I think some people will expect me to make a great statement about what happened in the last week and stuff like this, but I thought about it. I don't have much to add to the conversation, honestly. And I think everyone here on the podcast tonight, nobody is really involved in that. So I decided we keep it spaceship related. And if anyone wants to have my take on stuff, I stream during the week all the time. I have no problem talking about it. But yeah. So let's talk about spaceship stuff, all right? So, most of you guys will be aware that there is a war. There's actually two wars going on right now, one in the south, one in the north. And that probably is all the information most people have. Right? There is a war. Nobody knows the details too much unless you're very much involved in it, right? And when it comes to the war in the north, I'm pretty much one of them. Like, I know the war's going on. I kind of know who's involved, right? But the details, I don't know. So, and you know, Noros will probably disagree that I don't know any details. But we come to that part too. But, so in order to figure out what is actually going on, I thought, who could we invite to talk about it? And I think I found the two best guys to talk about it. Maybe even a third guy that can add something later. He might just jump in later. So, first guest has been leading Brave for a long time, has been rebuilding Brave ever since the big war ended. I think successfully so, right? It's a slow process. Like, you can't rebuild an organization quickly. That's just not how it works. But I think, you know, back to the roots a little bit, accessible for people to, you know, go there, have some fun. I've definitely made use of it, showed up. I mean, just yesterday, actually, I was in Brave staging. Yesterday it went well. Usually I whelp at the end, but yesterday I got away with it. I think important to note with the rebuild, like, you guys cut your ties really to like the big blocks, and I think that's a ballsy move, and I really like that part. And they found some new allies in the new area to work with, who are, you know, very much different, let's be honest. Like, very different organizations, like Brave newbies, right? Very new player oriented, and Volta and so on. There's a completely different takes on the game, but you found new allies, and you know, this kind of like, it all resulted in the war. So welcome to the show, Dunk Dinkel. Has been on a couple times before too. And then the second guest, I kind of like, I wrote down like I should introduce him as the EVE Online World Champion, because there was an article, I actually linked it to him. I thought it was funny and I knew he's going to be embarrassed, but the EVE Online World Champion himself. Oh, wait. What is going on? Oh, did I make a mistake here? All right. No, it should be fixed.
Hopefully you can hear me now.
Yes, right. Hopefully. There you go. And you didn't hear Starfleet laughing about this, but yeah, he is the EVE Online World Champion together with his buddy. What was his name again?
Annie got it.
Annie.
He, look. Let's be honest.
He carried you. Yeah.
He carried me to victory. I just so happened to sit next to all the journalists on the plane on the way back, and that's it. Like, by pure chance, I sat next to two journalists right on each side.
Yeah, but But like I said, for those who are not aware, right, like brave newbies, very new player oriented, like have some long history, so that's not all new players, but, you know, Volta is mostly known for like a high quality, old player kind of style. Very different, but you guys have been working together. And yeah, Stavli is the leader in main FC for Volta. I think you guys have like a trio of guys going on. It's Starfleet, Wolf doing some special shit, which I don't know. I don't know for sure, but you might want to explain. And then you have Francis doing some stuff too, leadership wise. I don't know what. Am I wrong? I don't know.
Yeah, no, we have like there's obviously me, Wolf, and Francis are like, you know, pretty close, tight group. You know, so we talk about a lot of things. But there's so many people now that are involved. And like FCing and you know, like Graf and Jin and Galgrak, Covert, and you know, I can't even go through. There's so many people now that are involved in what we're doing up here, you know, in the north. Like it's not just me anymore, or Wolf or Francis. You know, it was like a year ago, right? But now we have, now we have like all this space and we have Blob and you know, and it's a lot bigger now. And we needed, you know, we had to get more people involved. You know, and to help out.
I mean, that's the sad reality. Sometimes you just, you know, need more people to organize more people, right? It's just how it is. Like, the second your alliance grows, you need more hands on deck.
But I'd say, like, you know, in terms of like overall, like what's going on, then it's like obviously it's still probably it's me, and Wolf and Francis are, like sort of looking at the map, you know, and deciding what we're doing in terms of like what we're attacking and what we're defending and stuff, you know.
Well, I always had the feeling no matter what you do in the game, like or with an alliance, you always have only so much room for FCs anyway, right? Like you can't really have 10 main FCs. They're just not, like, no matter what group you are. I think when you have like six, so special interest groups and stuff, you can maybe, you know, expand it a little bit more, but it's always going to come down to two, maybe three people that actually run all the FC stuff.
Yeah, and it's always a case of like, you know, certain FCs are going to get more people, right, than others. And, you know, the sort of like, it's always been it's the same in pretty much every alliance in EVE. I can't think of an alliance where it wouldn't be the same, you know, like Horde and PL, NC, or like Goons. You guys, you know, you have like one FC who like everyone and everyone will go to their fleet because they like, you know, it's like, you know, the main person. Yeah. I mean, it's still the same for us as well. But we're trying to bridge that gap, you know, so we can get people like getting solid numbers, you know, and not having to be, because I, you know, I can't be on all the time, you know, or Wolf can't play all the time, or Francis can't play all the time, because it's just, you know, life. So it's good to get people involved to like, you know, share the load a bit. And then obviously when important stuff is happening, then obviously it's not one of us will be online to sort it out, I guess.
Yeah. So who else is involved actually in the war that you guys are fighting right now?
What, on our side?
On your side and on the enemy side, I guess.
Well, seeing as I can maybe go back to like how it all started.
All right, then maybe. Start with that.
Sure. Yeah, because it's been going on for a while.
That's, I mean, that's very much EVE anyway, right? Like, no war just starts from there and ends there. Like, exactly. There's always more you can talk about.
It just happened. No, just one day Norris woke up and declared war. No, that's not what happened. Well, maybe he did. I don't know. Probably did, actually.
I'm sure on that day he woke up. I'm pretty sure.
He woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
I don't know what that
and was had enough. I you know, you could go back years if you wanted to, but like, and I'm not going to go really far back, but I can talk more recently, which is like probably more relevant to the situation. I think this all stems from fraternity's ever growing expansionist ambitions that have been going on for like years whilst everyone else in the game's been busy, right? You know, Tribute, Vale, you know, he kicked them all out during the Goon War and then cleared Venal of Boss, and then Boss joined us, And during the time that Boss was with us, you know, they sort of, you know, we reined Boss in a bit. You know, they wanted to be a lot more offensive against Frat, and then me and Wolf wanted to keep things a bit more, you know, calmer. So we kind of stopped them from doing lots more things. Even though they did a couple of things, you know, the odd reinforcing of an Ansiblex or the odd reinforcing of an F-Shouse isn't what I'd call, like, you know, major harassment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like to get a fight or something, you know, a bit of content. But clearly he didn't see that way, and thought that was some form of, like, we're trying to attack them or something, which is ridiculous, because, you know, we did have, like, an informal agreement, which was based off of the fighting over KQK, which was, like, if anyone remembers that, like, we had a big fight in KQK, like, I can't remember, like, 8 months ago, we were fighting over that system in Pure Blind. And then, like, we had a big fight, and it was clear that neither side could move from that border, you know, and then we'd sort of said, okay, well, you keep KQK, and then X47 is ours, and then it's just like, that's the divide, and then we just don't speak, which has been the case with me and Norris, just don't speak for, like, months. And then basically NEM started the war, pretty much. That's pretty much what's happened. The fraternity, you know, got some, you know, other groups to harass us. Cloudarus, the Japanese alliance, were, like, doing things, and that sort of ramp up, you know, that way, the harassment from them. And then we started to ramp up our, you know, it's just the escalatory thing. They started to ramp up a lot of their harassment on our space in Fade, and obviously Brave had this as well, got, like, harassed and stuff in Pure Blind. And then obviously he started to kick out band logs. Remember that, Dunk? They just kicked them out, right? Even before this was all happening. So whilst Fraternity was complaining that Boss was, like, RFing some structures, and not even, like, many, it was like one Astralis a week or something, and then meanwhile they are evicting band logs out of 5Z and putting a Keepstar in 5Z and putting forts everywhere and taking all the moons in Pure Blind. And it's like, we're just kind of like, what's this about? And obviously then Brave are like, well, Dunk's like, this doesn't seem nice. you know, well, we don't want more space. And then, you know, a week later, they declared that they were going to go to full war to evict, I think specifically he's get rid of Volta. Actually, I think that's what he said in his thing, was to completely get rid of us.
But it's like, are they trying to right away, or do you think they are trying to right away, like, divide you guys by saying that it's only about Volta? So
yeah,
like,
that's Dunk, the point.
Dunk, would you have an easy out then? You know what I mean? Like, hey, we're not even mentioned there. Like, we could just, like, hold still. Like, you know, as long as we don't move, he's not going to see us, right?
Well, I don't think EVE politics is that easy, that you always have an easy move out, right? So, I mean, our path to how Brave got here is pretty different. You know, we don't have a big history. The last time we, you know, really dealt seriously with Fraternity was during the, you know, World War B, Vietnam, whatever you want to call it, right? And they were doing a lot of the heavy lifting with Keep Stars and putting a chain in place. And so we were working with them then. Previous, I think we fought them a bunch down in on the south east side, ULX and things like that. But, you know, there was never a huge acrimony between us. And when the war wrapped up, Brave needed a place to go. And I was able to work with Gobbins and Norris on letting us kind of live under the bridge in Geminate for a little while we figured out where to go. And that was awfully nice of everyone to not take offense to us kind of parking there. And then we had to find a new place to go move to. And
why couldn't you stay in Geminate?
They didn't. There was other groups that did not want us there. So we were trying to not overstay our welcome. So I think while I was talking, we looked at Pure Blind and said, that's a place. But obviously with Volta strength in the area, that was our concern, and that's when Starfleet and I started. Right. So that's when Starfleet and I started talking about it. And I think their concerns were valid that we were going to come in and be part of a big coalition and get them into a bunch of drama that they didn't want. So there was a lot of kind of very heart-to-heart talks about what the future was going to be like. And they were pretty clear they didn't want to be blue. They wanted to be neutral and they wanted good fights and all that kind of stuff. And so we said, let's go for that. So we moved in. And at the time, you know, Winterco fraternity, they were very helpful to us, bluing us so we could move stuff through their keep char chains. They did it a second time we moved our supers. So after some fights, we fought, you know, Banderlogs quite a bit. We took over some space and we finally were able to put down a keep star in Pure Blind. And I was like, this is good. Like, I have a place for us to live. It's not huge for our numbers. We providing the function of being a border, like a neutral kind of border between like the Imperium with Initiative down in Fountain and Cloud Ring and with Fraternity Winterco up in the north. And everybody liked that we were kind of not aligned. Over that period, we'd worked a lot with Volta and GTC, just in general doing stuff. And, you know, our groups got closer. So when the war got declared, you know, would we support them? Would we support Volta in the war? And we said, yeah, we'll probably do that. And that's when Norris and Luke came to me and they wanted us to stay out of the fight. And, you know, in the real politic of the way Eve works and everything like that, you know, that would basically mean us acquiescing to their Winterco's request to do as they said, which would kind of make us, in the parlance of the game, pets to them. And there would be no kind of end to what they would ask of us, right? Because their power, they're very strong. They've got good FCs. They have very strong esprit de corps. Like, you know, it's tough to face them down. So we find ourselves in a situation where now we're supporting Volta in this war, but FRT Winterco has turned their eye on us as kind of to try and break us first to remove our support of Volta in this whole thing. So it wasn't helped early on. There was a staging Fortizar put down near our Keepstar system.
So it starts, right?
And that was before the war was declared. But what it did is it turned a lot of the, you know, and Volta supported us in helping get rid of that Fortizar in 7RM. And I think that reinforced both the positive aspects to supporting GTC. They supported us to getting rid of that 7RM Fortizar. And it also created a bit of acrimony from not just Volta line members, but Brave line members toward FRT about what are you doing in our space? This is a big threat to us. And so then when the war was declared, it wasn't a, you know, surprise to anyone in Brave that we weren't going to back down and do that. So, you know, I don't love this. I would rather be spending this summer watching everyone fight in the South and earning some ISK.
Come
and,
on, what's your third party here and there?
Third party. And like that was my hope for the summer was like we had a good, lots
that
of
That was
good
my hope too. Just the other way around.
But it's not turning out that way. So, you know, Brave's in the fight and we're going to keep undocking. We've been in worse situations before, but, you know, I don't want to pretend like we're going up against one of the largest mega coalitions in the game. They're very powerful. They have a lot of friends. They can exert a lot of force. The weirdness of the way the time zones work is what's keeping this from being a total steamroll. So that's what we do. It's a game. I give a soda to my group and I just said, look, we're here to play the game, have fun. Don't take this too, you know, this isn't worth freaking out over. We're here to have fun. We're here to fight. As long as you log in, we're doing well. So that's what I told my people. I have no grudge against, you know, anyone in Fraternity or Winterco. They were good to us. It's just we've, because of space politics, ended up in this thing. So I've told my people, be very careful. I don't want insults. I don't want slurs. I don't want any of that stuff. So hopefully they're toeing the line with that. But that's how we got where we are. And now, you know, we have a lot of action in our space going on right now. And on one hand, it's really great content. On the other hand, you know, I got to pay SRP bills. But as long as we have ships, we're going to fight.
There's one big question I have, and the guys in Init have. It's like, what does Init have to do with it? You know what I mean? Because at the beginning of the war, I think the first ping Noros put out, he mentioned Init being
plot. I'm not sure what he said. Was it a dread bomb we have, or like something like this?
Apparently, right? You have a dread bomb somewhere. Well, look, they have to lie to their members to say that we're going to bat phone, you know, people to like defend our space for us, and obviously then none of that happened, and none of it's real. So it's just made up. It's just complete fabrication.
But I'm not sure. Like, so that's what I wondered.
Well, I don't know.
Do they have to though? Like, or was it to justify them bat phoning other people or so? Like. I didn't quite understand, especially since everyone knew Enid is busy down south doing other stuff, right? And I thought that's the timing, or do you think it's a coincidence with the timing? But I don't think so. You already mentioned it earlier, right? When everyone's busy, fraternity is doing their own thing, growing. That's what they do that during
that's
the
what
war,
they do.
Too.
That's his,
they were the big winners in that war, let's be honest, yeah. Right? And
Horde.
And now, yeah, Enid and Goons are busy down south, so suddenly they're starting a war up north. Like, that's not a coincidence either, right? It's like, or like, I that's at least what I thought. What do you guys think?
I mean, do you want to go first, Doug?
Well, I, as an alliance leader, you know, it's just been about a year since I officially took over the reins. Like, the amount of quote intel you get and the amount of rumors you get, it's about 75% rumors about what's happening and 25% actual intel. So I think. I'm not going to throw them under the bus if you know, you do sometimes hear about crazy things that are going to happen from someone who's very convinced that they have a, you know, a spy of what is going to say something, and it just doesn't turn out to be true. So I think it is a motivational thing, right, to bring in. I think in one of those initial fights, they were able to get the NCPL to ping and fleet up because there was talk of in it coming. So it can be motivational to get people. In fleets, but you do hear a lot of rumors about crazy stuff that's supposed to be happening all the time. So I wouldn't be surprised something got into his ears. And look, I wouldn't however many dreads next to me, right? Although all the dreads are next to me now, but.
look, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not going to bat phone anybody in this war. Like, I'll say it now. I'm not going to. I don't want to. If we can't defend against this block and, you know, on our own, then there is no, and this is a part, you know, we can talk about the game as a whole, the problem in the game right now. It's like the mega blobs and blocks will just come in and just squish out, you know, any mid-sized groups that don't either do what they want, like to Brave, you know, to tell Brave, oh, you need to stay out of this war because it's nothing to do with you, you know. And then eventually, you know, if you did that, Dunk, then we'd probably lose, and then you'd be just living there at their convenience, or until it doesn't convene them anymore and you're off, you know. So, like, why, if to win the war, we'd have to bat phone, like, in it or Imperium or whatever, then it's kind of defeats the purpose of fighting on our own. You know,
I mean, yeah, it's not sustainable either, unless Enid or the Imperium would deploy something, right? Like, bat phoning here and there is one thing, but like to have like everyday kind of firepower there, it's just not enough to like take some war mods, bring some bombers over, or whatever we would do, right? Because I would love to just come over here and there and, you know, bomb some stuff. And but like, that's not gonna win wars, right? That's never gonna win a war. And I think from a political point of view, especially since we were mentioned at the very beginning to justify, or like, I don't know what the, you know, idea behind it was. If we showed up with a fleet here and there, it would still justify it, but it wouldn't bring the firepower you guys would need. So on average, we wouldn't be that helpful to you guys right now, right? So if that makes any sense. Like, on average, it probably would hurt the cause more than we could help with a bomb run.
Yeah, to have, like, a full impact, you'd have to have, like, a full deployment from, like, a group to actually move caps here and move everything here. And I've never wanted that from any organization. It just makes me laugh when I see pings from other groups saying that we're going to bring all these people and then they don't turn up. And it's just like, well, like, and like, what? what's one fleet going to do in that one time or that one time? So,
yeah.
It's just like the dumbest thing ever.
Fun really. For their guys, right? That's how I see it, obviously. Yeah. Like, if I knew there's a big timer there and I have an ability, like a wormhole or so, to get that quick, like, that's all I care about, really. Like, create some good, fun content for all guys.
I mean, right now, like, what's happening actually in the war, I can give an update. Obviously, that was the big fight in Brave staging system, the Keepstar, the iHub, which is like amazing from us. Like, we defended it really well, and Brave did an amazing job organizing that. And they were like mainly, you guys were in charge of that. And, you know, Shattered was in charge of like, you know, coordinating the fleets going on. It's really good. But currently, Fraternity are unable to do anything in any time zone against us at the moment. They keep standing down at everything that we do. They have got Fortizars in some of our systems, but they're not doing much with them at the moment. Test has deployed, apparently. Yet to see them. I don't know where they are. See how they do. I don't know where they are. I think I heard there was about 15 of them the other day in a nice form up. So we'll look forward to seeing them around. But currently, Fraternity.
I'm not gonna lie. I think it's a little sad, but yeah.
Fraternity have said that he said in the ping that he's moving to guerrilla warfare, which is going to be.
Fraternity is moving to guerrilla warfare.
Yeah. This is what he said in his ping.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I think the issue is again it's really the, you know, you have the time zone thing, right? Like, so much of Eve now is time zone tanking when you have groups like ours that are kind of in opposition with the time zone stuff, right? So they can do pretty much whatever they want to do in that main Chinese time zone, and it's very difficult to counter them, right? So even if we go shoot something we want to kill, we have to fight them to try and kill it in their prime. And then the reverse is the same, right? If they want to fight to kill something, they have to do it in our prime or where we designate we want to do these kind of actions. And so you have this kind of stalemate thing, and Norris talked about this in the thing after FTAC N. He's like, it's going to shift the course of the war because these head-on battles are difficult for either side to contest because they don't happen in a good time where everybody can bring their full forces. And so I think that's just realistic about how the war, and so I think that's where that tactic comes from. And so there's a lot of groups trying to, you know, hit our ansiblexes, our jammers, all kinds of stuff, and they're trying to do it around the clock to burn us out, right? And that's the tactic I think he's talking about.
Yeah, and then ADMs get low, and the window widens, and the time zone can be like a little bit more towards them and stuff like this, right? Yeah, I think that was one of our major mistakes in Fountain, even though, I mean, numbers were just insane against us at the time, but we didn't hold the ADMs high enough to keep the window small enough to actually have a good shot there. We underestimated it at the time. We thought that like an ADM of 5 would be fine, but man, no, it's so useful if you have like max ADM systems they want to hit and limit it.
I mean, one thing though is like usually you do guerrilla warfare as defenders.
Yeah, that's why I wonder too.
So I don't understand. Okay, how they? Yeah, I guess they're gonna sit back and do nothing. I guess I don't know.
It's keeping us busy, right? Like I'm the one who I get the notifications, right? So it keeps us busy when they're hitting in every time zone.
Yeah, and, they do.
You know,
they
it's a valid tactic.
Yeah, they ping a lot of structures.
And look, I don't want to again like to underestimate their tactics. Like they're a smart group. They have good FCs. They have been able to do a lot, so I don't want to underestimate it, but it's just like a wear down technique, like an attrition, like it will just keep grinding at them, keep making them burn that SRP, keep making them their FCs be alarm clocking to fight things. So I understand the tactic of it. It just stretches this whole thing out longer and longer.
Yeah, I mean, I said
as
that
a defender,
too.
As a defender, you want to stretch it out, right? You want the attackers to get distracted by something else, or their people don't want to do it anymore. As a defender, you're fighting for your home, so you can't give up. But as the attacker, there is the chance that they just can't rally their people to do this anymore.
And I mean,
so
I told
we'll see
I
how
said
that,
that in our SOTA at the beginning, right when this started, I said that it's not going to be a quick war; it's going to be a long war. just purely because of time zones as well. Like, it, like we can never. I mean, he will alarm clock at some point. For some structures, I'm assuming, you know, for some forts or something, or for some iHubs. But even then, like, you know, I don't know if we've actually done a full form up in EUTZ with like everybody, and. You know, I don't think he's seen that. So, like, I think he knows that it's going to be hard to match those numbers without his China time zone. But I'm interesting to see, like, they are camping all our systems, but our ADMs are still fine. It'll be interesting to see, like, how this goes. It's gonna be months. I'm assuming it's gonna go in probably into winter. I reckon it's gonna be like at least 2 months. But like you said, Dunk, it's quite easy. It's easier for us to wait and do and just defend. Than it is for his members to keep pushing, you know. Like, we can just wait.
The defender's advantage is real, right? Obviously.
Yeah, it is, and that is another thing of the game as well.
That's one point on my list too that I want to ask: like, who got the advantage in what areas? But I think, I mean, most people are probably aware. Like, I put it in the title as like surprise guest. You guys know, like, Noros is actually waiting. So I'm gonna like. I think it's maybe a good time to get Noros on. Because it's like the original plan was to just have you two on, but then, you know, voices got loud about like, why don't you just invite Noros? Usually, right, before I say that, usually I don't like getting people that are like, or like groups that are fighting each other at the moment on, because, you know, it can get a little bit weird, and I don't want to be the guy setting stuff up to, like, you know, it's just it didn't feel right. But in this case, everyone involved was fine with it. So, you know, on short notice, I invited Noros. I'm not sure if he's going to jump in here in a second. I told him.
Before he joins, I have an ongoing thing where I have his avatar as my Discord thing, and it's descending into the netherworld every time he lies.
Oh, there he is. All right. So for those who don't know, Noros, the leader, I would say notorious leader of Fraternity. And yeah. Welcome.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me? Just fine.
Yep.
All right. Hi, Dunk and Starfleet.
Hi, Noros.
We haven't talked for a while, Starfleet.
We haven't spoken for a while.
Oh, how come?
It's been a long time since I've spoken to you.
Probably should have more talk with you more before the war, right?
Well, maybe, I don't know. That's kind of my.
You were AFK.
I was just ghosting you. I just didn't want to talk to you.
Okay. And hi, Dunk. Sorry, you're AFK too. It's fine. Yeah, it's 3 a.m.
Isn't it the middle of the night for you? Well, thank you for showing up. That's amazing. I don't know that get on a podcast at 3 a.m. So, well done.
Mm-hmm. I talked to Pando. It was like, we want it to be a conversation, you know. And Pando, since you're the host and I'm a guest, do you want me to do the honest talking? You know, drop the narratives. And bring us and your content and your audience like crystal clear, fresh content. Or do I just want?
No, I want it to be really. I want it to be really boring and just lie to everyone. You know, because
I'll do it half and half then.
No, but like obviously, you know, I'm interested. Like, what is going on actually? Right? Like, I think everyone wants to know.
This is so weird. Sorry.
My first question, wait, let me get my question in first, because I feel like maybe if you get going, I'm not going to be able to jump in. Like, where did the inner dread stuff come from? Like, I didn't get that part. Let's start with
that. It was from a D-scan someone made up, or it was an old D-scan, and I talked to Starkshan and I asked him, like, what's going on? Why'd you move 60 dreads to 6 RCQ. Remember 6 RCQ? Do you still have a fort there or not?
I'm actually not sure.
That's
there might be a keepster there even. I don't even know.
That's a blob I have. And the screenshot was that you have a fort and something in Velasen and freighters and paws. Yeah, Snuff was shooting those paws, by the way. That's how I knew it was reason for sure. But then Dark told me it was an asset safety. I was quite surprised too. Like, I thought you guys were busy in the south, but that's not the reason we started wars.
We were surprised SFC. Too.
I mean, I didn't start a war because people are busy down in the south, and was not the reason we invaded Tribune Bell too.
Oh yeah, it's really convenient though, isn't it, Norris? Right?
It is convenient.
It's so convenient. It's just, you know, it's just really convenient. These things just happen, don't they? You know,
a problem. Me feel sorry. Have to drag you back to Eve, but you know, there's something I have to do.
But why? So, like, what is, like, give me your point of view of the whole thing. Like, how did it develop? Like, start.
What happened, Norris? What happened to our relationship? When did it stop talking? When did we stop talking, man?
Yeah, when you recruited too many bad people.
What happened? Right.
Was it about
friendship with Norris is over.
I talked to Wolf and Francis.
Just let him, right? Let him say his piece.
You can't deny that. Yeah, so, Pendle, what was the question?
So, I mean, I'm not sure if you listened in. I know you jumped in a little later, but Starfleet and Dunk gave me like a little bit of a... All right, okay. Then, so they gave a little bit of like a historic, like, how did it come to be kind of thing. So obviously it's from one perspective. So what's your perspective there? Like, where did it start? Why did you have to do this? Think of the children.
Yeah, yeah. Why did I have to evict the last deserving mid-scale alliance in the NALTHAC, right? So we moved to Tribune Vale because we don't want to be a PanFam pet in the end, right? And you can ask test how that went. If you stay in John Region eventually, like governments might not like this, but eventually Fraternity is gonna be horde pets. We have to move out, and you can see as an alliance of our size, we deserve to have maybe one or two regions. And we don't want to be in that end, like pretty far away from the Empire, because I foreseen that's probably going to be content dry. We choose Tribune Vale. There is no sugar coating, like there's no sugar coating how we want it. And the locals are pretty clear that they just a conflict of interest. I did not hate Scum or TP, but in the end, we might have some grudges by now, but. At the time we will start moving, there was like, we just want them to peacefully move on, right? I may lowball my deal with Rote, and they probably still be salty at this point. I may offer 20 bill for the structures. Right, that was a miscalculation from my side.
Was it too low,
yeah? It was a bit too low. A bit too low for the caliber.
Not much too low, though.
But, true. I didn't calculate any IHUB cost. I was like, just one constellation and this small game people. It should be easy, right? And I pay probably $1 trillion out of it in the end. But yeah, that's how we got Tribune Vale. And if you have that, you might as well take Branch and Dino as your rental space, even though we're decommissioning and we're closing down our rental program. This is not because Imperium screams at rental is bad. I just feel like rental is not, should not be popular given our member base is so low at the points. We need the renters to become members and actually participate in our activities, you know. Then yeah, we were pretty satisfied with our space. Starfleet had a nice deal, informal, but still a nice deal with me. We draw the line at KKK, as you said, Drew. It's not my ever-growing expansionist. It's not that building fraternity, but we made that deal because we seek mutual security, right? And you don't want to border with EVE Online, apparently. And I don't want to border with the West border. So yeah, we had a deal. And then EVE Online players, apparently by the natural, craves for destruction. And Boss Alliance, how do we not invite Namix here? Like, he's the major part of it.
I didn't know. Nobody told me.
True. There was this alliance, you know, living in Vino and creating all the problems kind of for me. And, you know, see, while we have Tribune and Branch, Vino is in the middle, and Tino and Vale, like, Vino is technically NPC space, but it's still the core by Ranch, right? So having Boss living inside, it's kind of annoying. NCDOT tried to evict them, but that's just for content. We tried to evict them, it's for strategic reasons. We almost did that, thanks to CCP, the surgical strike patch, siege grin patch, that's removing the damage cap on median structures and reduce the median reinforcement timer only to once. We almost cleared all of Vino. And then this guy decided to, well, we can just live in fate. using the SLX, the infrastructure from Declan to Branch, it's much more convenient. And that guy have much more members in the fleet too, with the GTC members inside. Fraternity even has some low sec timers, right, in Amazon. And that makes feel like he had to pin some GTC members and show up. Did you know about it, SFC? He did it multiple times.
I'm not, you can keep speaking. I'm just listening.
Right. And I feel like, well, I just don't feel like these people. I don't really trust why you're AFK and, you know, you wouldn't absorb more, because we talk a bit like about why you form the blob, about all that. And I feel like that for your best interest, you might as well keep growing. And there's no telling when you grow so big and your organization grow much more complicated. I'm not sure if I can safely say, well, I can view Pureblind and Fade, sorry, Declan and Fade as a safe backline.
Okay. I mean, right. Let's just roll back a bit. Because you calling NC and PanFam to evict Boss out of Venal made us.
I did
made
not.
Me. Yes, you did. They NC deployed. Deployed all their supers to the fucking Venal.
But maybe they were just not bored.
Ask, well, oh, I did right. not ask that. NC oh. wanted to do it.
I mean, I've okay. been there
they
before.
Wanted to, they want to have a like a pre-exercise before moving to South. They want to, you know, right. juice their members up a bit.
So, and then they figure out, well, might as convenience, well. Convenience, right? And then PanFam shows up, and then they get blobbed to shit because like Boss have like 30 people, right?
Governance apparently doesn't like people calling in it, you know.
Calling in.
So
it.
Of course I'm gonna.
Wait
like...
a second. How did we get into this now?
See,
and it was in one of those Wino timers.
We showed up.
Oh, you're
once.
Next. You're next.
How come that's
you're next, Fernando?
How come that it's me. Fine for NC to be bored and deploy, and that's fine, right? But when Init is deployed, it shows up to one timer. That like suddenly it's like, you know, the end of the world. Like when we are bored, we're doing shit somewhere else too. Like we go on out of fountain every now and then. You know, it's like
exactly.
Come on.
I agree with that, but actually that's a governance issue. Look, you should talk to him, right,
look
if you
at
want.
Look at the kill that Crochi just linked in Twitch. Look at that fort. There's 800 people on that. On that.
Ten.
How many fraternity?
Goddamn in it.
There is no fraternity on that kill battle.
Oh, wait. How?
It's 300 NC, 250 P horde, 150 test, 100 PL. And you think that I look at that and don't think that this is wrong, and I'm not gonna talk to these people because they're getting kicked out. Like, all right, this is the thing, Norris. Like, you think that you're like fine, but that to me just looks like that you could just use PanFam at any point, right, to do your agenda, and they'll just come, and you're just not afraid to do it. Mm-hmm. So like,
but that's quite opposite. But I don't get your people sometimes. Like, you're saying Blue Donut's bad, right? And you're saying Fraternity has the block mentality, because we are a block, of course. But we still want to have more friends. But the truth
what?
Is, you're still cherry it indeed. Like, I read intels, okay? But sometimes you guys also are happy that, oh, Goblin's not friend. They... Horde is no friend with Fraternity anymore. They will not come to save them, or they will not come to shoot us. Is that true? Yes, indeed. Because we try to be neutral in this conflict, in any conflict between the Thals, right? And you guys were like, okay, sometimes having more friends is good, as long as we are to win. Is that right?
Yeah, but you're diverting from the whole point of this started. This started because because 1 minute you're evicting Boss out of Venal, okay? And we barely got involved, okay? And we barely got involved, okay? And then the next minute, like, we didn't fully deploy to Venal or to Declan to do anything. Like, we showed up with a few fleets to support them, but then at some point, NC turn up,
PL turn
up.
But there was a fight against NC anyway, right?
That was, we were fighting against NC dot, but then at some point, like, they all just turned up, and whole of the PanFam turns up.
Except for fraternity. I mean, we should fast forward, because that kind of eviction, it's NC's effort. In the end, it became a horde, plus NC, plus PL. But it's not much to do with us. Our conflict.
Well, yeah, but it still benefits you, though, mate.
It is. How, like, convenient. I mean, I appreciate that. I appreciate Romulus to do that, but it's really not my agenda. I was planning to do that after the patch.
So I'll just say, look, we can't change the past, and people's interpretations of the past is always going to vary. What I'm very interested in is the going forward, right? Mm-hmm. Because, again, I don't have a grudge against anyone right now. I want to watch the popcorn in the South, and I want to, like, have fun fights, not, you know, huge things. So what did both of you think how this is going to go forward? I think that's what people want to hear, because rehashing the past, you know, that's you're never going to get, you know, agreement on what exactly happened, especially at people's motivation. So how do you think, Norris, this is going to go forward?
I don't know. I mean, I feel sorry when Braves involved. And I feel like in the recent last 2 weeks, I feel like I pushed you to a choice that you pretty much feel morally obligated to help GTC, because they gave you space, they helped you a lot on the route. I was hoping, I mean, that's when I have to shit talk some Shadow Armor. Like, it's probably not okay to say this in FC chat.
Well, if it's not okay to say, you know, don't say it. Okay. If we learn something this week,
we don't want to talk about
yeah, we don't. But...
back end deals in public, right? It's gonna ruin our reputation.
All right.
Hint, hint. But yeah, I didn't honestly think Brave will be involved.
Yeah. Can I just say, Norris, I find your invasion of the North to be completely unacceptable. I think that Brave newbies are a newbie group who need to be protected and effective immediately. I'm removing initiative from the Imperium, and we are fully deploying North.
That's nice. Okay. I hope to see you. Wait, he left.
he can't be serious.
Well, I mean, it's he said officially. He said officially, I mean... We already got the dreads there, apparently.
I don't know.
Look, I just want to just to say something, right? Like, I think I'm hoping Dark Shines was just joking, right? But let's be honest about Brave, right? Like, 8 years ago, yes, we were a bunch of newbies in Atrons. But currently, let's not pretend that that's all we fly. Like, we're a medium-sized group that can handle a lot. We have our own supers. We fly hack fleets. We can set up elaborate defenses and all that kind of stuff. So no one should be using the excuse of poor Brave, they're only in Atrons, how dare you pick on them? Because that's just not honestly the truth. So no one should be, my people don't say that, and no one should be saying that, like, how dare you pick on these new players? Like, that's a meme out there, but I think, you know, we have to be a little bit honest in this whole thing, right? So I don't want that meme to get out there. I don't want that meme to get play where somebody says it, and then it makes Norris look even, you know, like, how dare he pick on these new players? Because that's not who we are. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I feel like Brave is a frog without a doubt, and able to be responsible for your decision in NoSec. And you are a major player, one of the major players in the game NoSec community. And in Pureblind, certainly holds a lot of saying. So in my calculation, which I failed, in my calculation, Brave should not be part of this. But yeah, I guess Shredder Armor could not swallow 7RN. We had a deal, right? I was going to transfer you to Fortizar the day after, but it got delayed by HGP, and it got reinforced again. I said, well, let it go. It's fine. We're going to have some fun in the final timer. In the final timer, we didn't defend armor in the final timer. And Fraternity did have their fun, which puts, you know, some bitterness and cement that into the Brave FCs. They feel like, well, they have to save their faces, maybe, I feel like, and which brought them even closer to GTC. And that's one of the things Volta loves to mention. But 7RM, Brave, that's why, like, fraternities were invading you as well. But that's what's not true. And you probably also told your members that's not true either. You just made a choice between GTC and fraternity. And I can't blame you for that, even though I think you should be more practical. Because when we start to invade Starfleet Commander, I knew he had a lot of connections with the Initiative and Imperium by the extent. I was fully expecting... I'm sorry, Dave, but Darkshan does. Probably doesn't. I have to be paranoid, okay? It's our job. It's our
CEO's job. That's my job. That's my job.
Indeed, indeed.
You said that.
Wait, you told me that exactly. The same word. I'm just merely quoting you, you know? It's CEO's responsibility to be paranoid. And I was fully expecting Imperium to deploy into your Keepstar. But in the end, that is your space. And Dunk, I'm telling this to you too. Pure Blind, it's your space. Aftekin, it's your system.
Into this
the film. War currently going on will happen in your space. And it will not end until, I know. I really don't see an end of it. I admit you have well defended EU time zone, and it's super hard for me to break it in, even with the alarm clocks. So I'll try to give it 4 or 6 months and see. You know.
I mean,
it's happening.
So
in
you
your
give
space
him a time
right
frame.
Right, it's happening with me. So I just wanna just for clarity about what you meant. You know, you brought up the 7RM four, just so everybody's clear about what you and I talked about. And correct me if I have any of this wrong. When it got dropped, you and I started chatting, as we should, and we tried to find a way that we could work something out where we avoided creating worse conflict, but give each side a way that their members felt okay about it. And for some various reasons about other things going on, it didn't happen the way I think either one of us wanted to happen, right? So that was what you and I talked about. It was not an ultimatum on either party. And I think at some point we said, okay, I guess we're going to fight, right? So just so everybody's clear, because I'm looking at Brave Slack right now, and they're like going off into tinfoil land. I don't
let
want
me check. Let me check my Brave Slack. I have one too.
Well, I mean,
but yeah, we had a very civil conversation between me and Dunk, and I honestly feel like you're a great leader, but you shouldn't let Shadow Armor in control of the. It's not my place to judge, but I honestly don't think Shadow Armor should make the call, you know. And in the end, the Brave members will pay the prices.
Look, I mean, when Brave came to Pure Blind, we, you know, like you said earlier, Dunk, you know, we just said, you know, move in, be neutral, just have a good time. Like, we wanted them to leave, just go independent and just to be on their own, and we wouldn't get involved or tell you what to do, Dunk, or anything, you know. And then, you know, you started to, for Norris, you started to evict ban logs, right, out of Pure Blind, which you haven't mentioned yet.
Which didn't go well because of time zone tanking on both sides, so yes.
Right, so you did that.
We were not evicting.
You have a Keepstar in 5Z, and you killed all their stuff, and you took all their moons. Like,
what's the space in 5Z? Remind me.
You do, because you own all the structures in it.
What?
NPC
and you
space,
have a Keepstar
right
in there.
You know how much... Blame CCP, maybe. You know how much mission running like consists of
it doesn't matter what you're doing there. Like, you before you invaded, you attacked us, you took a part of Pure Blind.
Bandalog trying to join Winter Coalition. I said no.
Okay, that right. It doesn't matter. What's okay? So you invade them, you take them out. Like, I don't understand. It's got nothing to do with it.
We didn't want more blues.
So you just kill them, take all their space, and take all their moons.
Dude, that's NPC space. Come on.
Right, yeah, but putting yeah, doesn't
look,
that,
look,
you know...
I'll tell you what I, like, what I saw is when the first Keepstar went down in FZ Tech or FZXX or what, I can't remember it exactly. I viewed it very clearly as Winterko's concerned about that front, and they want to keep Star there because I think the big boogeyman is not us. The big boogeyman is the Imperium marching up that way. And if they had a keep Star already in place in Pureblind, it gave them huge ability to kind of deploy and fight before it got to Winterko's border. So when that went down, that's how I read it. It wasn't that they needed these couple of moons from Banderlogs. I think NPC space people are going to try and take advantage of it. But I don't know. Did I get that wrong? I mean, that was my take, is that was the furthest outpost against the eventual, initiative invasion. That was the way I saw it.
I don't think Imperium is going to do a full-scale invade into the north. They don't have 1,300 titans anymore. And with Redomitani resign, the possibility is even lower. You had that when you first glass tribute, right?
Yeah, and we also had it during the big war, but I think everyone's numbers suffered, so nobody's gonna have the numbers now. So it's like, I think the percentage, like the ratio, is still there. Like, as long as you have numbers over your opponent,
I agree.
I think we'd still be confident, but yeah.
Imperium was not a major concern, even though it's nice to draw the line there, and we took the D7T I hub because we want the Ensplex over there. It's a nice content. And I mean, I want Brave to stay in Pureblind.
Very convenient. It's just good, isn't it?
Indeed. It's not for altruism. No, it's not because for any altruistic reasons, because we love to fight Brave. And guess why SFC agrees to Brave to move over? I'm sorry to say that, but they want to keep they want to keep Brave as farm animals, right? You can have some fun with it, but don't.
That's not true.
Please. Okay.
That's the most negative way to put it, I think.
That's not true.
You know what? I want to say something to that. Like, we were in a similar situation years back. And Noros, you might remember the Curse days. When Innit first moved into Curse, we moved into the same station as our hostiles back then. It was Darkseid, a quality group. And back then, they were a little bit bigger. And we were way smaller than we are now, obviously. And these guys, they handled us just with quality. They fucking farmed us, really, right? But
Curse people are scary.
We learned too. Like, we learned too. And we, like, slowly caught up to them. And we started handling ourselves. And we became a quality group back then. And I think Brave, I think Dunk is not under the illusion of, like, yeah, I know. Like, he knows why Volta likes Brave around, the same reason why everyone likes groups that are very welcoming to new players, likes them around, because, like, yeah, there's new players, there's an easier way of finding content. And I see that all the time. Like, I show up in that look and they're just willing to undock and do stuff, and it's not always the perfect fleet comp, and it's not always like this, you know. And like I said, yesterday it worked out for me, but usually, like, you know,
but it wasn't that. We were building our own alliance blob at that time as well, and that we have, like, they're not really newbie friendly now, but they are relatively new alliance, you know, that's growing. And I saw Brave come out of the war being, you know, getting fucked over basically by, you know, everything that happened. And if, like, you know, how many alliances that have died in Pappy and just being absorbed by everybody else? And I did not want that to happen to Brave at all.
Pretty much everyone in Legacy.
I did not want them to get absorbed. So I said to Dunk, you can come to Pureblind, you can live there, you can be on your own, I'm not going to tell you what to do, I'm building this alliance, and everyone's going to just fucking fight and have a good time. And that is it. Like, I wasn't going to camp them with Volta, like, daily. You know, we actively help them put their keep star down, put forts down, show up to things that you attack. You know, because we want more alliances to live. Attack? The forts that you put down that will show up to defend. Like, you know,
the fort we already have to deal.
You look at the map and you just have Fraternity, massive blob, and then on our, we have a lot of alliances that live. What I don't understand how the argument is, like, at all from your perspective. You want to unite the North under Fraternity, and you think that's good. And then you'll kill us, and then I guess you'll make you know what, you know, I don't think Dunk will say, oh, it's fine, we'll be friends now. I don't know. Maybe once we're dead, I don't know, maybe we'll do that. I don't know. But like, I don't know if, like, I don't see how just kicking us all out is a great idea, you know? So
I don't know. Probably GTC will want to stay in Declan and Fade.
Sorry, I missed that.
Probably someone else want to stay in Declan. Why would, and how, Fade. Well, not fraternity.
Who would want to live next to you? You'll just go and kill them at some point later on because they get annoying and you want to kill them, or they become too strong, or they do something wrong, or they don't do what you say. So, like, because this is what's happening. You've been encroaching in, like, more and more to us.
But isn't that what's happening with every group? Right. This is obviously about you guys right now, but like, we've seen this so many times that a big group living next to like a smaller group or whatever, it's only a matter of time, right? Every time. Like, what do you think? Like, how come, like, nobody seems to be able to avoid that situation? Like, sooner or later, someone takes offense for something, and then this, like, yeah, these situations come up. Why is it the ability?
Shadow Ultimate, who lives in Cloud Ring, they're Blue 2 Initiative, right?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
I don't know.
I don't think so, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. No, there could be, actually. Yeah, I think there's blues in... Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
People are saying
so
they are.
Why can't
they
we
are.
Have yeah. a blue entity on our border next to us?
I mean, but why can, you, but, I'm not taking... I mean, wait a second, but I'm not taking in it out of that thing. And Shines, who was just here a minute ago, he can attest to that. We had... not what was it? Not Shadowcat. What was the group in Cloud Ring? Triumvirate was in Cloud Ring after the war, and we didn't have, like, there wasn't that grand plan that, you know, we came up with, like, oh, we have to get rid of them or anything. But it was a matter of time again, since, you know, there was interest from Innit to have that jump bridge. And then Tri didn't respond to just the right way. And then someone took offense, and then suddenly it became like, no, I don't want to say personal, but like, suddenly there was more motivation there to just say, like, okay, let's just kick him out. And then it's always the same with all groups. I'm not taking in it out of that one, right? And I've tried to stop that part, but like, even us, we're doing this too, right? Down in the south.
So
that
you were
war,
trying to stop the effort to you were trying to stop initiative effort to remove Tri from Cloud Ring.
I was.
Okay. Well, that's very respectable. As a player, I can respect that. But as a Alliance CEO, I can't agree with the logic behind it. It doesn't serve the best interest of my Alliance.
It does in the long run. Because what, like, so the argument was, and I'm not saying it's an easy call, right? So my argument was, hey, there is an alliance that has certain numbers that can be content, right? So we can go over there and we can have some fun fights with these guys over time. And, you know how it is to keep your guys busy and stuff. Like, it's not always that easy, right?
I do.
So and there is a group right there. The thing is, and that's where Shines was, right? He's like, well, they weren't fun to fight until we actually brought real shit and said, like, hey, we're kicking you out. And that's when they started fighting. And he's right. Because before that, roaming gangs and such, they weren't too interested in that. They were camping. There wasn't really that much content. So it goes both ways. Like, what is the exact right call? I don't even know at the end, right? I'm just saying that's, you know, it's always the same thing that happens. Bigger groups next to smaller groups, it's only a matter of time till something, you know, is taken the wrong way, and then, you know, they get kicked out.
Yeah, I think that just happened, you know.
Yeah.
And Triumvirate wasn't, I'm not sure, I could be wrong though. Were they pretty aggressive in Fountain, or they trying to organize bluffs in Fountain and targeting your Fountain people? Because that was what Boss was doing when they were in Vino, targeting Branch.
No,
and
but,
Vino as well.
So they weren't, right? And I agree with you. If they were, you know, then it's even quicker, right? And I agree, yeah. It happens even quicker then. But,
yeah.
So what I think, we're going to go in circles if we keep going with that. But
agree.
Maybe the bigger groups shouldn't have the ability to just easily get to both their borders or all their borders easily. Well, that's where the jump bridge discussion comes up again. I'm not sure if you guys have a take on it, and I don't want to, you know, lay out like what I think about jump bridges and stuff. But isn't it kind of weird?
I just, as someone who has very disconnected space, the jump bridges allow us to kind of hold space, like move industrial stuff around, right? So I just don't like the idea that the only use of jump bridges is responding to attack. There's a lot of people that, especially groups getting rolling, they need those to kind of get the pockets they are able to control. So that's where I see a big use. And a lot of the proposals about, you know, making them so you can't use them in fights and stuff like that, there can be a middle ground. But it's not the sole reason that we see this stuff, right? People can jump clone all over. We see the jump cloning and the death cloning all the time when people pop up out of nowhere. So the Ansiplexes aren't the sole reason some of this goes.
Well, I mean, it's never there. I mean, this is EVE Online, right? I think we all agree most issues that are worth talking about, they never have just one sole reason anyway, right? There's always like a cocktail of weird stuff going on. But I just think like jump bridges are one of those things that enable stuff. I mean, Noros, where are you guys staging for this war?
At home.
Yeah.
We can reach.
Isn't that weird?
We can reach Rage Stager in 12 jumps.
Yeah. Isn't that weird, guys?
It is. Indeed.
Like, come on. To fight a war over jump, like, it's just like, man.
But he's just fighting smart. I mean, that's the thing, right?
I'm not blaming
the game is designed right now, right? Like, it's not us, right? The game is designed where it rewards you to join the largest group possible for the best defense, the ability to move, logistics. Everything gets easier the larger you get and the more people you have at your beck and call to do stuff, all the space jobs, all of this stuff, right? That's the game reinforcing it. And it's not a bad decision, right? Like, if I was starting from scratch as a new, brand new player, I don't know that I would join Brave, right? You'd say, where can I go? And I don't have to worry I'm going to get destroyed. And that's the game design. So I don't think you can blame a group and say...
That's not what I did. I didn't blame Fraternity or anyone. Like that's very normal that everyone just uses the game mechanics the best way they see, right? I'm like blaming the game mechanics to enable this behavior even more, right? Like we said, it's not the sole reason, but it definitely enables, like it makes it so much easier that it's easier to make the decision to say like, oh yeah, let's start this war, because you know you can just reach it with jump bridges and stuff, right? If that wasn't the option, you would have to deploy, and then you're thinking, ah, do we want to deploy to do this? Is it worth it? Is it all at work? And then if you deploy, what if you get hit on the other side? Like, now you're exposed, right? So it would be a way different mechanic or dynamic of the whole, like, war, right? And I just think, I think it's an underrated issue. I really do. And I'm not saying should remove all jump bridges or anything, right? People always go overboard with ideas, of course, right? I'm just saying, you know, I think everyone agrees they're too OP. They just are. And it's very obvious to me.
It is too OP, I agree. I mean, without the current Ansiplex, there's no way Fraternity can hold four regions. I probably think it's the same for drone region as well, even though they have a better coverage with, you know, Capitos.
Yeah, I mean, there is a reason we have fatigue of Cap, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like this game doesn't have that many people to play, and you know, if you don't have the Ansiplex, I'm gonna have to travel 30 minutes to meet any real people. Like,
yeah, I mean,
from Gita too.
I do see that argument too, right? Like, yeah. Obviously, I'm part of a bigger group too. Like, I know what it is like to say, like, okay, we're staged in the middle of Fountain, for example, and then where do we go to have fun? Well, usually you would filament anyway, but you know. Back in the day, you would just, you know, travel 20 jumps and you would have someone staging. I mean, I remember the time we were staged on the border to Cloud Ring, and Horde staging was just like 14 jumps away. 14 jumps from staging to staging. That was insanity. We didn't know how good we had it at the time. Like, that was insane. Like, every day we would just go over Titan Bridge into their Care Bear pockets and stuff like that. Insanity, really. Nowadays, you can't even imagine this. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, maybe the Drumbridge stuff, it also supports having less people around, because nobody wants to live next to you. Let's be honest. Nobody wants to live right next to Fred Space. Like, Starfleet already laid out pretty much, right? So, yeah, that's why you have to have the Drumbridges to reach even further, right? So it's like, it goes deeper, and then the more time goes by, the crazier or the harder that issue is going to be, right? It's like, it's not easy to solve.
I don't think that's a like a spiraling effect, that because we have Drumbridge and nobody wants to live next to us. I mean, there are plenty of groups living next to us, but...
I'm perfectly happy to live next to you, Norris.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
unless you have
look how content your Volta is right now. How many people have brought you back? You know, your alliance is amazing.
We're loving life, and we're never gonna give up. I think you know that. We're never gonna. You're never ever gonna win. Okay.
And since we're deploying two now, okay. You know,
you'll have to backbone the entire PanFam and Pappy to do this. Just so you know. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But it proves my point.
Okay, you made.
We aren't nihilists, someone says.
We're gonna fight to the end.
Well, I think you know, you're both bringing aside from the crap talking back and forth, right? The point you bring up is Eve has this very strange problem of most of NullSec is empty as far as like things to fight. Like there might be one or two people in it, and so people use the jump bridges to move around in addition to the filament, so they can find something to do. And Lord knows everybody comes to Pure Blind, right? So we have this thing of it's too empty to find people, you know, other people to fight. But at the same time, when we make it easy for people to go fight, let's say the quintessential good fights, we also make it possible for very large groups to use them to like create war in a what should be faraway place. It's much easier to create war. So you have this problem which isn't easy to solve right now, because Lord knows, most of NullSec's goddamn empty. Like, if you fly it, like, it's crazy empty. And so people want to blow up spaceships. So it's a real problem Eve has, and it's not just one group is responsible for this, right? This is a game design issue. We all want to blow stuff up, which is good, but if there's no easy solution to it, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, like... Are there any other environmental change, like game design changes that could maybe, you know, improve the situation? Is there anything on your mind? Like, obviously we brought up the jump bridges, but like, is there anything else that, you know, might help get people back in space and then, you know, spread out a bit or whatever? What do you guys think?
Well, I think one of the issues is, you know, having more space means more revenue to your group. And so you see a lot of this expansion is to like generate more revenue for your groups with the moons and all the different things that happen when you have more space. And CCP for the last couple of years has tried to basically turn off the spigots of like making money in Eve it's getting harder and harder. And so what you have is these alliances and larger groups that like need more and more space to try and generate revenue. So if there was a different methodology for these groups to generate revenue to fund the main cost, which is mainly SRPs for these fights, you might see a different behavior pattern where space wasn't so important to the strength of your alliance. It was, are you willing to fight and that kind of stuff. But right now, again, the bigger groups are doing the smart thing. The more space you have, the more revenue you can generate, and that funds everything else you need to do.
The further they can reach, too.
The further they can reach. So I think if CCP talked about this a little bit at FanFest about working on alliance revenue models to kind of create a system that it's easier to have income at that group level, it might show a reduction in the desire for people to take more space for the sake of revenue as opposed to like good fights. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense to me too. Yes.
Right. We're kind of getting close to the end, so like, do some of you guys have like last, like final thought you want to share? Some fighting words, like Starfleet already put on. Shines is coming back. Is it another announcement, Shines? What's happening?
Another announcement.
I officially retract my statement because Goon told me I can't do it. So,
no,
I'm only joking. Sorry, I jumped in there just because I seen the perfect opportunity to troll. I didn't mean to insult Brave or anything like that. You guys are doing a hell of a job up there, and we know you're not a newbie alliance. It's just a bit of fun. Don't worry, Norris, we're not going near you.
Wait, what about my thing?
Not yet, anyway.
What about your what?
What about my feeling? Never mind. You're good. You're good, Doug. Just, yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to jump in before the end and
okay.
Make sure people knew I was joking.
All right.
Norris, do you got anything to say? You know, to...
Well, I'll say after you, because that's more... That gives more.
No, I'll say first.
All right, well, I'll go first, right? So, look... for all the crap talking and all this stuff, this is what EVE should be about, right? People blowing up spaceships, people having fun, people getting out there. This is what makes EVE different than any other game. There's no League of Legends debate over this kind of stuff, right? There's no other game has anything close to the kind of stuff we have going on. And I hope everybody on every side is having fun logging in and blowing shit up, right? That's the main thing, because, you know, as mentioned on other shows, like the amount of people playing the game is plummeting. And I don't want that, right? Like, I want more people out there in the game. So I hope everybody on every side is having fun with this stuff. In the war, I think I've made our position clear. Brave's going to keep fighting. We're having fun. And we're recruiting if you want to join the team. So
there
I'll hand it off to the others.
We actually thought about making another... so what we have is an alpha tune. Corp, right? Like, I'm sure most people are aware of, like, all the words. Mm-hmm. We thought about making another one and then make it all in one corp and then join you guys so we can join in the fun. But yeah,
I'd say
just staging their Keepstar. It's
you're making him paranoid, Panda. Stop it. Okay,
well, I mean, they would be officially like they would
we
be officially in Brave
the
then.
Trouble man
it would be officially in Brave then it would be our Keepstar.
I was right, Norris. I was right.
Yeah. You were wrong, too. You were right. Eventually, you were right.
I was right. I called it a year ago. I'll go next, and then Norris can basically just counteract anything that we say.
Yep.
I'm going to say, well, first of all, actually, I'm thoroughly enjoying this war. Actually, like, well, Norris knows that we like to fight. And we welcome conflict in Volta. I am Blob. Everyone's enjoying it. GTC is great. Everyone's doing a good job. Performing out well. All the FCs are amazing. Everyone in charge is doing really well. And we're waiting for the big fight, Norris. We're waiting for it.
I don't know what's going to
happen.
It's still not here yet.
Oh. I know. You haven't. We're waiting. We're waiting for it. Okay.
Come on.
And we are ready. I've been preparing for this for a year. So we are ready and waiting. And we're not going to give up. We're not going to surrender. We're never ever.
Yeah, I know that.
So I can't wait. I can't wait. You know, it's gonna be great fun. And yeah. Also, you know, I'm here, man. You can message me if you want. You know. Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm here. You know, I'm just
if I ever feeling more diplomatic, you know, in future, I'll let you know.
I mean, you said 6 months, so. Let's make it a year. Why not?
Okay, definitely. I mean, it won't end so well. It could be run. I could be run too, you know, because the Mitanni just resigned. It's going to bring a lot of different dynamic to Nozick. It could be a good thing.
Well, I mean, we'll have to see. Like, I don't think it's going to change all too much in general. I think people overestimate the military leadership mittens would have brought the table.
Well,
but
he's the guy who pins 20 times to bring numbers into Gun's fleet, and that kind of matters, you know, during the last war. Yeah, it does matter a lot,
but we'll see how much is actually based on Mittens as a character or how much is like the actual Imperium or Lagoon identity, right? Like, that's going to be an interesting thing to see. Like, I don't have an answer for it either, so
mm-hmm.
Sure. Oh, we'll have to obviously, Blob is recruiting everybody. Come fight the good fight. Fight for freedom.
There you go.
Okay. Fight for freedom. Freedom from blocks. freedom. CapF is recruiting, Blob D's recruiting, even Volt is recruiting.
Oh, yeah, CapF are with you guys.
CapF is, and Josh's is around. He's come back.
All right,
so
all
watch
right,
your
yeah.
space, everyone.
Yeah, he's not join busy Blob. Making more kits, yeah.
The new group in the game that's going to rise up. Okay.
Right.
Fight. All right, Norris, it's your turn now.
Nah, I was shocked. I mean, I was strong, and I don't know what to say except for...
You're trembling. So I accept your surrender.
Eat my ass, puppy.
Oh! You sound like someone else in this game.
Yeah,
I don't think they play it anymore. No. Nice one.
All right, thank you, Fendel.
Yeah, well, guys, thanks for coming on. I'm glad awesome. We did it this way too. Like, you know, like I said at the beginning when Noros jumped in, usually I'm a little bit more concerned, but like I know you guys well enough to know like you can keep it civil and in the game. So that was a good fun episode. Hopefully everyone else on the in chat enjoyed it too. So yeah, thanks you guys for coming on. And enjoy
thanks,
the
Norris, wars. For coming on as well.
And hopefully this highlighted a little bit. I think Dunk kind of touched on that a little bit. This is what EVE should be about. This is what EVE is about, really, right? So, you know, more of this. So, thanks again. Thanks for hanging out. And see you guys tomorrow, all right?
Me?
Bye-bye. No, not you. Everyone else. I'll be streaming tomorrow. That's what I'm saying. All right. See you guys around. Bye.